She's from over here in St. Tammany Parish, way up there on that Shrunky River. That old man, that old Frenchman, used to go down and catch catfish. Big ones, maybe take two of you to bring it out of the river down and bring it to the house. He'd take that thing and clean it, fillet it, cut it up, hang it up in the smokehouse and dry it, just like cured meat. Fish. That old man, I'd go in that river when the water was low. Get in there at night with just his overalls on, his bare hands. And he knew where all them old hollow logs was in that river. Reach his hand up in them hollow logs feeling. There's an old tabby cat in there. Didn't strike at his hand. He'd manipulate around there. He'd get his hand in that fish's mouth. He'd come out of there with him. That's right. I've been with it plenty of times. You'd think that a snake would get you, but all that snake would not have to bother you in the water unless you get a hold of him. He's got to have room. If he's in the, under the water, he ain't gonna bother you. He's got to be up where he can hit you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't fish like that, did you?
No, sir. No, sir, I wasn't that brave. I love to fish, but...
Well, he was born and raised right there, that old ground there.
Yeah.
He knew every inch of it.
How did you meet your wife? Mind me asking?
No, I don't.
Well, best I remember, that's been so long. I've been married to her all my life. I can't remember.
I met him out here. They used to have a post office out here at Lee's Creek on this other road. And that's where I met him.
Yeah, on a Sunday evening, the young folks and the other that...
I had a brother that lived here, and I lived with them.
Her brother was a boilermaker for the railroad when they established their roundhouse, their workshop up there in Bogus. Of course, they haven't got it now. But he was a boilermaker. And she came from over there. She first started to work. She was a telephone operator, worked at the telephone office. And she stayed with her brother. Well, on the Sunday evenings, young folks, you know, they always have a gathering place somewhere. I had her, and I reckon she had me. I don't know. We got to go together.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, we courted for years. Years. Well, I'm... I reckon I didn't have nerve enough to ask her to marry me. She don't like for me to tell this. She never would let me. I could just sit by her, but that's it. If I start moving to make a little loving, a little caressing. So she asked me one night, says,